Well, no answer from Richard this morning, so we'll get right into our CGH program this morning, and we welcome to the program this morning CGH's Vice President and Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Keith Martin. Rare it is that we have a title like that roll into us. Man, oh man. Good morning, Dr. Martin.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Good, good, good. Well, start out by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I've been in medicine just shy of 30 years. I've been at Freeport the last 18 years. I practiced there for quite a while, delivering babies and doing my thing. Mm-hmm. I started off in Southern Illinois for a few years in a medically underserved area, and then recently just joined CGH.
You've been in all the places I have been, it sounds like. Did you enjoy the Madison area up there? Are you from Wisconsin originally?
No, I'm from Mundelein.
Oh, Mundelein.
Originally.
Okay.
And while I was practicing in Freeport, I had a teaching appointment in Madison. So okay. that was a part-time gig.
I see. So you're just always driving somewhere else to work.
Yeah, it seems that way sometimes.
Now you say you're in Freeport. What's your family like?
Well, I live there. I have six children. Mm-hmm. I have four past college, so now it's a little bit more lonely than it used to be. Mm-hmm. All of the crazy days are now a little mm-hmm. bit better. But yeah, we've had a very, very blessed life. The kids are doing well, and now this is my new chapter.
Okay, very good. I have a couple of real good friends in Freeport, Pat and Joe McKenna. They must have had kids around your age, kids, the whole time there. You drive the Freeport Road every day down here to CGH. What brought you down here?
Dr. Steinke, actually, mm-hmm. and I have been very good friends for almost 20 years. We used to be in leadership together when he was practicing in Freeport. And so he was nudging me a little bit to come join his team, and mm-hmm. he's the best values-centered leader I've ever met. And so it was tempting enough, and over time it made sense, so now I'm here.
And VP and Chief Medical Officer, what exactly do you do?
Yeah, that's a mouthful. My role is really in this health system, it's a dual role. I represent the physicians to the administrative team, and at the same time, I represent the administrative team to the physicians. In health systems, there tends to be a gap between the doctors and hospitals, mm-hmm. And my role is to bridge that gap.
Okay. In what area? Give me an example.
Well, being the top doc in the system, I'm responsible to make sure that the quality side of things are done on a high level. It's an mm-hmm. awesome responsibility, but we have to make sure that docs are doing the right things every day.
And do you do that by visiting their patients, by getting feedback from patients, or talking with them, or?
That's a great question. It's a combination of all of those things. We mm-hmm. actually have quite a few people that monitor those things, that help make sure that things are done correctly on a day-to-day basis, both in the offices and in the operating rooms.
Okay. What do you like most about working there?
I like the team. The mm-hmm. folks and the culture are what it should be, in my opinion. Everybody knows how difficult it is to keep medicine personal in today's environment. It's become such a business on so many levels that, it's almost too hard sometimes to really make sure we're taking care of people on the right level. But CGH really has their eyes on that in a meaningful way, and we feel pretty good about what we do every day.
Mm-hmm. With the cost of healthcare rising so quickly, you'd think that hospitals are just flush with cash, but that's not the case. Several small hospitals struggle to make it. Why do you think that it's important to keep healthcare local in a community the size of Sterling or Dixon or wherever?
Sure. That's really the challenge. There's only currently 19 community-based hospitals in the entire state that have not merged with somebody bigger mm-hmm. Today. And the reason is just what you stated. It's very difficult to survive. But when you merge with a larger entity, that tends to take the healthcare out of your community, because specialty cares like orthopedics, cardiology, higher level cancer treatments, if a larger hospital merges with a community hospital, they keep those services where the larger hospital mm-hmm. is. And it's an inconvenience, to say the least. Mm-hmm. The second part of that is you lose the jobs locally.
Right, right.
And that's incredibly important.
Now, I take it CGH is one of those 19 hospitals.
Yes.
That is not merged. Not being familiar with that, in a case of a merge, CGH would merge with one of the Chicago hospitals, and there that would be how it would work in a merge situation? Is that what the other small hospitals have done?
That's one of the possibilities. Yeah. It's again another great question. When you look
at Rockford Hospital,
right,
perhaps.
The logical choice for local hospitals like KSB or CGH, they would look in the direction of Rockford.
Right, right.
And that's the kind of thing that we're trying to navigate through and remain independent from.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so fantastic to have one right here in our backyard. That a lot of people complain about the healthcare and the cost of healthcare. If you know the other side of it, you know that it's a struggle to make it as a low demo group. But talk about taking it away sometime and see how people react. Talk about losing it to people.
Right.
Okay, different story there.
Right.
How is CGA navigating the future healthcare landscape? It's got to be kind of scary out there.
It is. It is. And, to your point, it doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people with how expensive our system has become. And so we try and focus on the things that we can control and we can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole goal is to make sure that we continue to be responsible locally and try and maintain services so people don't have to go out of our community.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean as far as our communities, as patients, as employees, all that, right, that we've talked about?
Right. I'll go back to the awesome responsibility of being one of the largest employers in the area.
It's
no doubt. Just, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just about providing good care, but remaining a responsible employer.
Mm-hmm.
And so as complex as it's become, I really enjoy the mindset locally at CGH. Their vision is to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to merge. It's not to look at a larger entity to try and survive. We want to make sure that we thrive locally.
Yeah, no kidding. And patients and as an employee, too. I mean, that'd be a stunner. Really would be. Well, we wish you the best of luck. How long have you been coming down this way?
Well, I started in July. And
you did?
Yep. And as long as the welcome mat is there, I plan on sticking around.
Oh, you've done it before because you said you've traveled before. But, man, I come from Prophetstown every day up here. This has been the winter to be a commuter to Sterling. This has been an easy winter to drive. And I know Freeport Road, I lived in Monroe and Madison for a while and always came home on Freeport Road. That's a tough one in the winter, so this has been a good one to be coming down this way. Well, welcome to CGH, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. Dr. Keith Martin, the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at CGH Medical Center. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. It's 8:40. We will be right back.